This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And Clemson runs out on the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold. The golden scepter is ours. Clemson downs Alabama 44-16 to win their second national championship in 3 years and their third overall.
Clemson Radio with the call. A Billy Joel ticket giveaway is coming up in this segment. 8:16, next chance to win $1,000. 8:30, Jerry Jones live. But maybe my favorite story of the morning is the national champion Clemson Tiger football team going to the White House to visit President Trump and the food spread that was laid out. Trump tweeted, "Great being with the national champion Clemson Tigers last night at the White House. Because of the shutdown, I served them massive amounts of fast food. I paid over 1,000 hamburgers. Within 1 hour, it was all gone. Great guys and big eaters." And at first, when I read the story, I was like, wow, this is really, really cool. Like, you know, he went and paid for it all. And man, look at all these options and the spread. And then when I just started, I don't know, I did a total 180 when I started looking at the pictures that came out. They're hilarious.
Dude, it's magnificently hilarious. I saw he was doing the interview, like, as he was getting, he was outside the White House. It was frigid. He was like, weather permitting, we're going to have this thing tonight. And he said, "I think we're going to serve fast food and pizza." And I was like, there's no way. I thought he was joking. I was like, there's no way they're going to serve pizza and fast food. And I didn't know Clemson was going there today anyway, or yesterday anyway, at the time.
It's kind of fast, no?
It's
very quick.
Incredibly fast.
Very quick. You know, you do it when everybody's schedule permits, I guess. So, but then when, like, it actually, people said, no, this, they're really going to do this. And they show the spread, and I'm like, this is magnificent. Like, I would be in heaven just going out there and gorging on all these, because I love fast food. Who doesn't?
Now, would you like a breakdown of the items available?
Yeah.
Because the Washington Post, I can't take credit for this myself, but the Washington Post did an amazing diagram breakdown that I put at RW3 on Twitter. You can check it out. See the entire spread between McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King. Now, Burger King got a little shafted here. Very little representation. Like, the very end of the table is what they got a hold of. But here's what the spread consisted of. Two trays of Big Macs, total of 39. Two trays of Chicken McNuggets, 36 packages in total.
Oh.
Two trays of Filet-O-Fish, 46 of those available.
Someone tweeted, "Now we know that Trump is single-handedly keeping Filet-O-Fish on the menu."
Yeah, seriously. Two trays of Quarter Pounders, 55 in total. Two trays of salads, all from McDonald's, by the way. This is 28 total salads. 200 French fries. And I hope the players got to those quick, because we all know that is the number one seed in terms of food that will go from great to terrible based on the temperature.
Yeah.
Wendy's, two trays of what we assume are junior bacon cheeseburgers. We assume for the mathematic purposes they were Wendy's doubles. So three trays of Wendy's, 24 burgers per tray. That's a total of 72. Two trays of chicken sandwiches for a total of 60.
The Wendy's chicken sandwich.
Two trays of salads, 32 salads from Wendy's. And then four pizzas from Domino's and 11 Whoppers from Burger King.
Oh, Whopper has been forgotten.
Yeah, I'm very disappointed. Chick-fil-A wasn't represented.
See, and
they get enough love.
There's a number of things here. Number one, the suggestion that this was the best fast food anyone had to offer, I think, is a little bit unfair. It's America's most popular fast food because, from a selling standpoint, but is it the best? Could have gone with Five Guys in D.C. You could have brought them back home with a little bit of Bojangles, if you wanted to. Give them a little Southern comfort food.
Well, do you think there's a lot of Bojangles around the D.C. area?
Well, yeah. The idea would be to, you know, make them feel comfortable.
Is the food hot? That's, well, first off,
there's no way it can be hot.
We got to start with the candle.
Candle's amazing.
They're lighting this menorah.
The fine china, the bone china that James K. Polk once ate on when he was in the White House.
They're lighting is magnificent. These fancy candles.
Yeah. Lighting the Christmas candle.
Big Macs and filet of fish is underneath.
It's tremendous. I'd have been all over the pizza table because pizza is the world. Everybody, I think that's everyone's favorite food in general.
It's just so weird seeing, like, I'm envisioning it, and then I'm seeing everyone in their suits and ties, their jackets, walk around the table in the fancy china picking up chicken nuggets.
And this could have looked a lot fancier had they been taken out of their packaging, right?
Oh, no. You can't touch other people's food.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no.
Keep it in.
Okay. Fair
Keep
point.
It in, because I want to know what I'm getting, because I'll tell you what. If I'm just looking, you had to put the sign. I guess you put signs up, but if I'm just looking at a Whopper and a Big Mac, I can't tell the difference. What's the difference?
What? Whopper and a Big Mac? The Big Mac's got two layers.
I don't know. I can't tell. I wouldn't know. Like, yeah. I don't pay attention. I just pick it up and eat it.
Yeah.
It's gone in 30 seconds. So it's gone in 60 seconds.
This is hilarious. This is awesome. The whole Clemson team. Now, they couldn't get the White House kitchen to whip something up?
Well, they're furloughed.
Oh.
Yeah, they're furloughed, Sean. This government shutdown did not allow them to have someone that could whip them up a feast.
Ah.
So Trump took it upon himself. Credit to him, spent about, according to the Washington Post calculation, just under $3,000 for this spread. $2,911.
That's got to be the biggest McDonald's order of all time.
That's a write-off, no doubt.
It's got to be a write-off.
That's a write-off, isn't it? So
I wonder how long it took him to make all that, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Fast food, but...
And how fast did it get to the White House when you're delivering it? How fast was it made and then into the room?
They've got to... Like, I would imagine the White House...
I'm so hungry right now looking at this stuff.
There's no way a single piece on this table was warm enough by the time they got it.
Oh,
not one.
I would hope the White House has those...
Absolutely
not.
Unless they got a McDonald's in-house. No, is there a McDonald's in the White House?
I would hope they have the lamps... That keep the food warm
in the
kitchen.
They did have that for the fries and the pizza on the side table. Fries and the pizza were on the side table.
Who was the pizza company?
Domino's.
Oh, Domino's.
But on the main spread, on the main stage.
I love in the middle of the table, it's just these big plates of sauce. Different sauce under these fancy White House candles. It's hilarious with these guys in their suits. So that is what happened at the White House with Clemson.
Tremendous.
And by the way, what are you guys grabbing, by the way? Ooh. You got your choice. I'm going...
Which line are you getting in first?
I'm going... If it's a spicy chicken sandwich, mm-hmm. I'm probably going Wendy's, but I think I'm going QP. QP with a six-pack of nuggets and the fries on the side.
I'm going with the triple-decker barbecue McDonald's burger.
Triple?
They didn't have that. They didn't get Kraft burgers,
no,
Troy.
No. That's not a Kraft burger. Triple-decker barbecue McDonald's burger. You take 3-quarter pounders, you put barbecue sauce on the top patty of two of them, then you stack them up and you smush them together. So you have a triple-decker barbecue McDonald's burger.
You've never done that.
Not one time. I absolutely have done that. I absolutely have.
Can you please try to say that 3 times fast?
Triple-decker barbecue McDonald's burger, triple-decker barbecue McDonald's burger, triple-decker barbecue McDonald's burger.
Someone get that man.
Barbecue sauce doesn't belong on a burger. Ketchup only. Mustard maybe as a little side.
I know you're going to get the pizza.
No, I would have gone for the spiced chicken sandwich, assuming it was a spiced chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
From Wendy's.
That's what Roy said.
Then I would have gotten 2 slices of pizza and then fries. Otherwise, I would have gone pizza and chicken nuggets.
All right, so go look at the pictures. It's between that, Adam Gase yesterday in the presser, it was a hell of a day on the internet.
Yes.
All right, what happened with this cowboy prank phone call? I will not listen to this radio show, but I know it airs, and my brother sent this to me. Did Stephen A. Smith, the cowboy hater?
Oh, yeah, Stephen A. Smith, you know, the guy who graduated from a fashion institute, and that's nothing I'm making up, decided to fake his way once again trolling cowboy fans. He did his radio show yesterday. He's wearing a cowboy hat. Yeah. Ah, ha, 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 insert gimmick shtick.
Yeah.
But then he got a call from a Cowboys fan. A legitimate Cowboys fan with a distinct voice.
Tex, are you there?
Yeah, first of all, you got to take that damn cowboy hat off and stop talking about the damn Cowboys. You understand me, son?
Well, Who are you?
You understand me, son?
Jerry who is
Jones
this?
Don't need to do nothing. And who the coach this? Will not be fired. Cowboys Nation forever. Now, you went on your little laugh rant last night laughing at the Cowboys. You better stop, son. I'm telling you right now.
What's your problem? This is my show. I do what the hell I want on my show. Jason Garrett deserves to go, and that's that.
Listen, I know you got a big old fancy house up there in New York, New Jersey. I got some horses that can come do some business on your lawn.
Whoa. Who is this?
My name is Tex Johnson, sir.
Hell no. This is you, isn't it, Shaq? This is Shaq. Shaq, that's you, ain't it?
This ain't Shaq.
Yes, it is. Oh, hell no. I can't believe you. I can't believe
my Cowboys. I'm telling you right now.
No, oh, really? Since when did you become a Cowboy fan? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not some dude, Tex Johnson. This is Shaq.
This ain't Shaq. I love you.
Yes, it is. Oh, my God. You tried that? You actually tried that with me? Oh, you think I wouldn't recognize your voice? That's pathetic. Who put you up to this? Who put you up to this, Shaq? He hung up. Oh, I would get him.
I didn't know Shaq was a Cowboy fan.
Yeah, San Antonio's own Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before, ever.
And
like, Shaq didn't even know who Mariano Rivera was. Like, I bet he can't name three Cowboy players.
Oh, he's a race car driver.
We'll trade trade LeBron for Shaq then, right? Since he's no longer a Cowboy
player.
Right.
We defended LeBron yesterday.
Oh,
that was the dumbest story
boys.
Of the weekend. Dumbest story of the weekend.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.